I love the scriptures. I love the scriptures, and I love Christmas. Oh, I suppose for me, as a little boy, it was just such a blessing looking forward to Christmas presents as we celebrated the birth of Jesus, etc. But now, it's the relationship that I have with that little baby that has made Christmas for me so very special. That Jesus came, that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. I love the scriptures because the scriptures point us to Jesus. Every scripture that we read here pointed to Jesus. For instance, the first one that was read about the pole that was lifted up, and if anyone was bitten by the serpents that God had sent because of the disobedience of Israel, whoever looked at that pole lived. In the same way, the cross is the pole now in the New Testament. And everyone who looks upon that pole, the cross, will live. The second two readings, first of all, there was the child king was to be born from Isaiah, and then Bethlehem, the place of the Messiah's birth. Then we read the angels visiting Mary, and the angels visiting Joseph, and then the birth of Jesus, and then the shepherds having that lovely announcement. Imagine in the fields, the bright lights and the invitation to come and see the King of all the earth. And then the wise men suddenly arrived. And then this last reading, Emmanuel, God living among us. You know, from that first promise ever made about salvation, when Israel sinned against God and God sent serpents among them, Moses prayed and God said, quickly, make a bronze snake and put it on the pole. The symbol of all our medical practices throughout the world, I made a special effort wherever I went in the world to see what sort of medical sign do they have. All the pharmacies all have this serpent that's dangling around a pole, and a sign of where we can receive medical help. Everywhere in the world, it's the same sign. It's been adopted from the Old Testament, and the whole world are displaying that sign, which now is a cross. Jesus hung on the cross for you and for me. And whoever looks at Jesus shall live and have eternal life. Hallelujah. Oh, man, it's just so amazing that so few believe and so few have received Jesus as Lord and Savior in their lives. Therefore, the Word of God has always been so very special to me. I read in John 14, verse 6 and 7, and this is the only thing I want to say this evening. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father, hallelujah, as well. From now on, you do know him and you have seen him. Oh, Jesus, the whole of scriptures point to Jesus. Every time you read the scriptures, it's pointing in some way or other to Jesus. All the scriptures. And so I want to leave a little scene here. Oh dear.
Yes, I caused a little bit of the problem there, but this is the next thing. Right. Now, Jesus said, I am the way. You want to know the way? Study God's word. Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Dave. I'm terribly sorry. Sorry. I am the way. I am the way. And the way is in the scriptures. God left this just for you and for me, so that we may never struggle in life, but that we may always have the word of God. And so it's the word of God that I bring to you. The way that Jesus has set for every one of us to go through the way. Jesus said, I am the truth. And I wondered, well, how are we going to express the truth? Well, I don't know how better to express it, except as your heart and my heart. Yeah? The heart of every man, every woman, every boy and girl is the center of their being. You want to know the truth? Jesus is the truth. We've got to receive him, have him in our hearts. Hallelujah. And that's the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. And then, of course, the last thing is the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And you want to know life in all its fullness? It's not just getting healed here on earth, but he's getting healed eternally. Hallelujah. And the only way is through the cross. The only way. I don't know what where you are in your walk with Jesus, but may the Lord in the most glorious way bring us to that place where we are holding on to Jesus, who said this so simply. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to Father except through me. If you really know me, you would know my Father as well. Sorry. My Father as well. From now on, you do know him and you have seen him. Sometimes we feel that the way to become a Christian is just beyond us. If you are struggling in that way, this is what Jesus says. If you receive me as the way, the truth in your heart, and the life, then you will know my Father. It won't be a mystery. It won't be something beyond you that you can never reach, because Jesus comes. And he lives in our hearts. May the Lord draw us closer and closer to him. That in the most glorious way, wherever we are, we may know him and not be afraid. He is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. I love that verse. Oh God, so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. May God take all fears from us as we fix our eyes on Jesus, the way, our truth, and our life. Amen.